Today's Amud is Yivamas Ayin Zayinim Abayz. We're holding on Ayin Zayinim and Aleph, 15 lines up from the bottom. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. So says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Ula said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Bas Gir Amayni Kshera LeKahuna. The daughter of a Gir Amayni is Kasha LeKahuna. So right now the Gemara assumes that we're discussing a case of someone from Amayn who converted. Now someone from Amayn is allowed to convert. There's just an Isser that an Amayni is not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. The Geirus is a regular Geirus. He's a regular Jew. And so you have this Geir from Amayn, and you also have a woman, a Giyoyres from Amayn. They both converted. And they marry each other, even though a Geir is not allowed to, even though an Amayn is not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. A Kal Geirim is Laikri Kal. So this Geir Amayni married a Giyoyres who's also an Amayness. And they have a daughter together. So that daughter, besides for sure being kosher to marry to the Kal Hashem, because it's an Amaynes, it's an Amayni, Amayni v'le Amaynes, she's also kosher, she's Kshero, the Kahuna, she's even allowed to marry into the Kahuna, even though her father is not allowed to marry to the Kal Hashem, she is even kosher the Kahuna. That's what Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Amrle Rava Bar Ula le'ula. Rava Bar Ula said to Ula, who was saying over this memra from Rabbi Yechanan, he said to Ula, that Keman, and within which shita did Rabbi Yechanan say this? There's a machlaikis, a Maseches Kedushin between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yehuda says that a bas ger zachar is kebas chal zachar. That a ger who has a daughter, that daughter is pasul l'kahuna. Just like a ger is pasul l'kahuna, the daughter of a ger is also pasul l'kahuna. Just like a chal is pasul l'kahuna, and a chal's daughter is pasul l'kahuna, so too, a ger who is pasul l'kahuna, his daughter is pasul l'kahuna. Whereas the shita of Rabbi Yaisi is that no, that even if both parents are gerim, the daughter is going to be kasha l'kahuna. Now this that Rabbi Yechanan said, that the bas ger amayni is kshera l'kahuna, within which shita was he going? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if he was going like Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar bas ger zachar kabas chal zachar. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that since the ger is pasul l'kahuna, so too the daughter is also going to be pasul l'kahuna. So how could it be true that the bas ger amayni is kshera l'kahuna? According to Rabbi Yehuda, such a person is for sure pasul l'kahuna. V'ik Rabbi Yaisi, and if he's going like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that even if both parents are gerim, the child is kasha l'kahuna, so then pshita, and of course the bas ger amayni is going to be kshera l'kahuna. Ha'amar af ger shenasu geiras bita kshera l'kahuna. Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that even the daughter of two gerim is kasha l'kahuna. So here as well, this daughter of the ger amayni and amaynes is going to be kshera l'kahuna. What's the chiddush? What was Rabbi Yechanan coming to be mechadish to us? V'chi tema, maybe you'll say that he's going within the shita of Rabbi Yaisi. He's going within the shita of Rabbi Yaisi that the daughter of two gerim is kasha is kshera l'kahuna. But over here by amayni and amaynes, there's an extra chiddush, because v'chi tema behanach deruy and lavei bekal of ahayda ein roy lavei bekal loy. Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Yaisi only allows the daughter, he only is machshir the daughter of two geirim, when the geirim are such geirim that are roi lavei lekahal, the regular geirim, they're geirim from other nations. Avalhai, but in our case where it's a geir from Amayn and an Amaynis, they ain't roi lavei bekahal. Amayni has an iser of that they're not allowed to marry into the kahal, so maybe loy, maybe you would say that the daughter of such a ger is going to be pasul l'kahuna. That's the chiddush. And no, kamash mulan, that the daughter is kasher. But says the Gemara, minale, why would I have a, well, where would you get this from to be mechalik? Where would you get it from that just because the father's in a roi lavei bekahal, that so too the daughter is going to be pasul l'kahuna, that I need Rabbi Yechanan to be mechadish to us, that no, the daughter is actually kasher l'kahuna. Where would you, why would I think otherwise? So says the Gemara, the yalef mikayin gadol ba'almana. And the havamim, you could have thought to learn out from Kohen Gadol ba'almana that a Kohen Gadol who marries an almana and they have a daughter together, so the daughter is a halala, the daughter is pasul l'kahuna. You might have thought to learn from there that huadin, a daughter of an amayni, is going to be pasul l'kahuna. However, says the Gemara that you can't, there's no comparison between the daughter of an amayni and the Kohen Gadol ba'almana, because malik Kohen Gadol ba'almana she came bi'asei ba'aveira. Over there by Kohen Gadol ba'almana, the bi'ah was done be'isr. A Kohen Gadol's not allowed to be with an almana. So maybe that's why the daughter is going to be pasul l'kahuna. That's why the daughter is a chalala. But not by a amayni ger who marries an amaynis, which is a mutter relationship. So there's no comparison to Kohen Gadol ba'almana. Which the Gemara says that you can't tell me that the Yisoid of Kaigadu Ba'amana, that the reason why the daughter is a Chalala is just because of the Bias Isser. Because Chalal Yayichiach, I'll prove it to you from Chalal that the daughter of a Chalal, even though the Chalal did not have an Isser relationship, the daughter of a Chalal is Pasul Lakuna. So you see, it's not just an Isser relationship that creates a Chalal. Well, it says the Gemara, but you can't learn that from Chalal either to Amayni and Amaynis, because Mal Chalal Shekin Yitzirasai Ba'avera. Chalal also has a Chumrah, because the Chalal himself was created by Isser. So then that DNA then gets passed on to the child. But how would you learn from there that an Amayni's daughter is Pasul Lakuna, that I need Rabbi Yochanan to come and be Mechadish to us to know that the daughter of an Agir Amayni is Kasha Lakuna? So says the Gemara, because Kaigadu Yochiach, it can't be that the Yisoid of the Psul by the daughter of a Chalal is that the Chalal was created by Isser, because the Kaigadu Yochiach, a Kaigadu was not created by Isser, he doesn't have anything wrong in his DNA per se, yet when he's together with an Almana, the daughter is a Chalal, the daughter is Pasul Lakuna. V'chazra Adin, and we'll go back and forth, that Loi Rizek Rizek, the nature of this one's not like this one. Kaigadu Ba'amana has a problem that it's Biyasa Ba'avira. Chal has a problem Shekein Yitzirasa Ba'avira, but it's two totally different problems. So you can never say that the aside of why the daughter is apostle is because of either one of those two things. Elomai, what are you going to say? Hatzad Shavu Shabahen, you have to look at the common denominator. By both of them, the daughter is apostle. What's the common denominator? It's something abnormal. It's something that's not usual. The Chalal was created by Isser. The Kaigadu Ba'amana was the Bias Isser. There's something that's not normal over here. Ubitei Psula, and the daughter's apostle. Afkan here too as well. By the Amayni Ger, who marries the Amaynis Geiras, She'enei Bereiv Kahal, it's not typical. Ubitei Psula, the daughter is going to be apostle Likuhuna. However, says the Gemara, so it comes out, you're saying that there was a Havamina, there would have been a Havamina to learn out from the Psul of Chalo and the Psul of Kaigadu Ba'amana, that just like by those two cases, the daughter is apostle, so too by an Ager Amayni who marries a Geiris that's an Amaynis, the daughter is going to be apostle Likuhuna. That's the Havamina that I would have said, that's the Sada Shabbat I would have made. Says the Gemara, you can't learn out from those two things to Ger Amayni and Amaynis, because Ma'alat Sada Shabbat Shabbat, she can Yesh Ben Sad Aveira. By both of them, there is some level of Aveira involved. By the Kaigadu Ba'amana, their act of Bia itself is an Aveira. And by the Chalal, he was created Be'Aveira. That's why he's a Chalal. So by both of them, there's a Tzad Aveira. Maybe that's what creates the Chalal. But by an Amayni, who marries an Amaynis, there's not even a Tzad Aveira. So then maybe the child is going to be Kshera. Why would you think that the child is possible? Why do I need Rabbi Yochanan to be Mechadish that the child is Kshera Lakuna? Why would I think otherwise? So that was Rava Bar Ula's Kasha to Ula. That why did we need Rabbi Yochanan's Memra? Suggests Rava Bar Ula to Ula that Dilma Ba'amayni Shanasa Bas Yisrael Kamre. Maybe we're not talking about the case that we thought we were talking about until now. We're not talking about a Ger Amayni who married a Geiris from Amayni, who's Amaynis. We're discussing a case of a Ger Amayni who married a Yisraelis, B'Isser. There's a Batsim and Isser. A Ger Amayni is not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem. He went ahead and he married a Yisraelis and he had a daughter. Maybe that's the case. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan then is tremendous. That Afal Gav the Biyasa Ba'Avera, Bita Ikshera. That even though the Biyah was done B'Isser, and we find like by Kaigadu Ba'amana, when you have a Biyas Isser, the child's a Chalala, over here the child is going to be Kshera. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is a big Chiddush. That even though the Biyah was done B'Isser, the Ger Amayni married the Yisraelis, they had a daughter together, still the daughter is going to be Kshera Likuna. So Amar Lei, so when Rava suggested that to Ula, so Amar Lei, so Ula said back to him that that you're exactly right, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. You figured it out. The Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like we have that when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan said this straight out, that Bas Gira Amayni, Bas Mitzri Sheni, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksheira, Urish Lakish Amar Psula. That when you have a Bas Gira Amayni, our case, and also if you have a Bas Mitzri Sheni, who married the Israelis, a Bas Ger Amayni, an Amayni Ger married the Israelis, or a Bas Mitzri Sheni, who also is not allowed to marry Israelis, only a Gdor Shlishi is mutter. Here we have a Mitzri Sheni, he's a second generation Ger Mitzri, and he married the Israelis, and in both these cases they had a daughter together, even though the bia was done by Isser, Rabbi Yechon Amar Ksheira, that the daughter is Ksheira to Kahuna, and Reish Lakish Amar Psula, Reish Lakish says that the daughter is Pasul. Now, the Gemara explains that Reish Lakish Amar Psula, the Yalafla, Mikoyin Gadol Ba'amana. Reish Lakish says that the daughter is Pasul. How? What? Where did he know that from? He learned it out from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. You learn out from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana that anytime there's a bias Isser, the child is going to be Pasul to Kahuna. So too over here, where there's a bias Isser, the child is going to be Pasul to Kahuna. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar Ksheira, Rabbi Yechon says that no, we don't learn out from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, but rather over here, the daughter is actually going to be Ksheira. He has a drasha. The Tani Rabbi Zakkai Kemed Rabbi Yechon, like we had, the Rabbi Zakkai taught in front of Rabbi Yechon that the pasuk by Kohen Gadol says, Kiyim Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha. That the Kohen Gadol has a chiev, or an Isra say, that he has to only marry a Besula. He's not allowed to marry a Be'ula. And the lashon of the pasuk is me'am of kim besula me'am of yikach isha. Said Rabbi Zakkai to Rabbi Yechonon that it's lahavi gyoyres mikana. It's coming to include. It's coming to be marba a gyoyres who comes from her nest, from one nest. Meaning she comes from two geirim. Both of her parents are geirim. She ksheira lekuhuna. Then in such a case that both of her parents are geirim, so she's going to be ksheira lekuhuna. Va'amar lein Rabbi Yechonon said back to him. Then ani shayne amav me amav. That I actually learned the drasha a little bit differently. If the drasha was coming to say, look, you're saying that it's coming to be marbe, a daughter of two geirim, of a mother and a father who are both geirim, so then the pasuk should have said kiyem besula amav. What's me amav? Me amav sounds like only miksas amav. Lahavi besula habami beiz amamin. It's a little bit am from this one, a little bit am from that one, meaning her parents are from two different nations. That amet gyoiris mikana. And you say the pasuk's come to be marbe, a gyoiris from one nest, from one nation, vesulay, and that's it. So that's a very cryptic statement. Says the Gemara, what's it referring to? Maishne amamin. What does it mean to amamin that Rav Zakkai was coming, that Rav Zakkai was machmer about? He said it's only if they come from one nest. And Rabbi Yechonon says that no, even if they come from two different amamin, what are they talking about? If we're talking about a case when Rabbi Yechonon was coming to be matir even by shnei amamin, if he was coming to be matir in the case of a daughter of an amaini who marries an amainis, umay mishnei amamin, the zecharim masurim v'nekevos mutarais. And why does Rabbi Yechonon call it two amamin? Because amain is like two amamin. They're like two separate nations because there's the zecharim and the kevos who have two different, totally different sets of rules. The males of Amain are Asr Dlavoi Lekal, and in the Kevites are Mutarais. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yechonon was referring to, that the daughter of an Amain and Amain is much lovabik, is much to marry Kayin. Hainu Giyaris Mikana. But the Gemara says that that can't be what Rabbi Yechonon was referring to, because that's already what Rabbi Zakkai said, and Rabbi Yechonon is clearly arguing with Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai already said that if they come from one nest, so then the daughter's Kshera. So Alaba Amain Yishanasa Bas Yisrael. Rather, when Rabbi Yechonon said that no, that it's even more makel, the pasuk's coming to me Marbe, even a daughter of two Amamin, that she's much to marry Kayin, it means that even if she's the daughter of two separate nations, means a ger amaini shanasa bas Yisrael. And even though the bia was done by Isser, Rabbi Yechonon is machsher, it's a drasha from the pasuk, from the word me'amav, from me'amav, that's where Rabbi Yechonon learns this halacha, that if you have a ger amaini who marries a bas Yisrael, so the daughter is going to be ksheira lekuhuna. That's learned out from a gzeres akasa, from the word me'amav. So Reish Lakish says in such a case, the daughter is going to be pasul. He learns it out from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, and Rabbi Yechonon says that in this case the daughter is going to be kosher because he learns it out because he has a drasha of me'amav. So that's the first version as to what Rabbi Yechonon said back to Rabbi Zakkai. V'ika da'amri, some have a different version that what Rabbi Yechonon said was that Amar Le, Rabbi Yechonon said back to Rabbi Zakkai, he said to him that ani shayne amav me'amav lahavi besula. So far it's the same as the first version. That Rabbi Yechonon said back to Rabbi Zakkai that I learned an amav mei amav, the extra mem, is coming to be marba, is coming to teach us a besula haba mishnei amamin, u mei am sheyesh by shnei amamin. But in this version, Rabbi Yechonon adds that not only is it coming to be marba, a besula who comes from two amamin, but also a nation that mei am sheyesh by shnei amamin, also from a nation that has two nations. which, like we said before, is referring to Amun Mayav, that the males and the females are different. Va'ad Amr Gyeris Mikana Visulai, and you say that the only time we matter is if she comes from the same nation, if she comes from, but where both parents are Gerim. So now says the Gemara, that this version really, we're going to end up having to say that, of course, it means the same thing as the first version, that what Rabbi Eichlin was adding was he was coming to say that even if you have a Ger Amini who marries a Bas Yisrael, still the daughter is going to be kosher. But ask the Gemara, according to the second version that Rabbi Eichlin spoke out, that we're specifically referring to Amin, we're specifically referring to an Am Sheyesh by Shnei Amin, so how is this going to help? How is this going to be Makar for what he said in the Braisa that we had on the bottom of Ein Zayin Amin Aleph? In the Memro on Ein Zayin Amin Aleph. In the Memro on the bottom of Ein Zayin Amin Aleph, Rabbi Eichlin said this Kula, that the Bas Ger Amayni, who marries Yisraelis, is Kshera. He said it not just about a Bas Ger Amayni, he said it also about a Bas Mitzri Sheni. A Bas Mitzri Sheni is not a Ger Sheyesh Boi Shnei Amamin. So what would be the Makar, according to the second version, that Bas Ger Mitzri Sheni, who marries a Yisraelis, how are we going to know that the Bas Mitzri Sheni is Kshera Lakuna? Says the Gemara, Lahach Lishna, according to this second Lishna, Bas Mitzri Sheni, the Kshera Lakuna, Minala. Where does he know it from? Maybe he'll say he learns it out. That just like from that Amayni who marries the Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Kshera, Mala, Amayni Shinas the Bas Yisrael, Shekin the Kevis Mutaris. You can't learn it out from there because Amayni is different, because an Amayni is less severe of an Isser than a Mitzri, because an Amayni, at least the Kevis are Mutaris right away. But Mitzri Sheni, so therefore you can't learn it out from there. So what would be the Makar that a Mitzri Sheni who marries the Bas Yisrael, that the daughter is Kshera. So says the Gemara, that Mitzri Sheni Shinasa Mitzri Shnia Yechiach, that you could bring a Raya from a Mitzri Sheni who marries a Mitzri Shnia, that the daughter is going to be Kshera Lakuna, that even though it's an Isser of Mitzri, it's not an Amayin, it's an Isser of Mitzri, and still the daughter is Kasha Lakuna, so too, a Mitzri Sheni who marries a Bas Yisrael. But says the Gemara, you can't, because Mala Mitzri Sheni Shinasa Mitzri Shnia Shekinim Biasa Bavera, at least over there was no Isser in the Bia. And so maybe that's why the daughter is Kshera Lakuhuna. To which the Gemara responds back, well, Bas Yisrael, Amayin Yishanasa Bas Yisrael Yechiach, where over there is an Isser in the Bia, and still the daughter is Kshera Lakuhuna. V'chazra Adin V'chulu. Now from the two of these, from Mitzri Sheni who marries a Mitzri Shnia, and from a Ger Amayin who marries a Bas Yisrael, we can learn out that who Adin a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is going to be Kshera Lakuhuna. Now, just as a postscript, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Yosef, now that we said over this Rasha from Rav Yechanan, so Hainu Deshmana Leila Rav Yehuda, now I understand that which I heard from Rav Yehuda, the Amar Amav Me Amav, he made this drasha from the extra mem, V'lo Yadana Maika Amar, I didn't know what he was referring to, he was referring to this drasha. Says the Gemara Vayter, a third version of Rabbi Yechanan, like Yasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Hachi Tanakame. This is what Rav Zakkai said in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that Isha Amaynes Kshera, that a woman who's a convert, who's a Gyeris from Amayin, Amaynes, she's Kshera Lavei Bekal. Bina, her son, Me Amayini, that she has together with an Amayini, is going to be Pasul. Ubita Me Amayini, the daughter she has from an Amayini, is going to be Kshera. Now says the Gemara, and says Rav Zakkai, that Bamedivar Mamurim, when is it true that Bita Me Amayini is Kshera? That's Ba'amayini Ve'amaynish and Isgairu. That's if both of them were from Amayin. And Amayin and Amaynis that converted, and then they had a daughter together. Avobita Me Amayini, Psula, but the daughter from an Amayni is going to be Pasul. And the Gemara will explain shortly what this all means. And Amar Lehi, and to that, Rabbi Yechanan said back to him that Paik Tani Libra, they go take your teachings outside, you're incorrect. So, because my Amrit, Isha Amaynis Kshera, said Rabbi Yechanan, because that which you said at first, that an Isha Amaynis is Kshera, so says the Gemara, that's Pashat, Amaynis Vle Amaynis. But says Rabbi Yechanan, that I don't need you to say that in the base Medrash, because that's Pashat, everybody knows Amaynis Vle Amaynis. But not me Amaynis Pasol, the fact that her son that she has from an Amaynis Pasol, that also is Pashat, because the Amaynis, he has the status of an Amaynis, and an Amaynis is Asher Lavei Bekal. Ubita me Amaynis Kshera, that which you said that her daughter from an Amaynis is Kshera, Lamai, what did you mean when you said Kshera? If you meant that she's mutter to marry into the Kaal, that's Pashat. Hashti ima Kshera, himi bai, even her mother's Kshera, so then surely she's going to be Kshera as well. Ela lekahuna. So Elamai must be that you mean that she's Kshera lekahuna. But then what does Rav Zakkai say afterwards? That It's only true when it's from one kan, when it's an amayni and an amaynish and isgayru. But her daughter from an amayni is going to be pasul. My bita ma amayni. What do you mean when you say bita ma amayni? Ilema amayni shenasa amaynis hanu gyaris mikana. Can't be that you mean amayni and amaynis, because that's the previous case where you said that the daughter is going to be kshera. Ela amayni shenasa bas yisrael. Rather, you were referring to an amayni who married a bas yisrael, and to that you were saying that the daughter is going to be pasul lekuna. On that, Amar le Rabbi Yechlin said to him that puk tani lebra, go take your teachings outside, because really Rabbi Yechlin says, Rabbi Yechlin holds that the daughter in such a case of a ger amayni who married a bas yisrael is that the daughter is going to be ksheira lekuhuna.